Massachusetts campaign finance officials are requiring a group that was funneling large donations to two 2016 ballot questions to disclose the identities of their donors. Officials said Tuesday the Massachusetts-based Strong Economy for Growth raised and spent $1,168,000 on the questions. The bulk of the money, $990,000, went to support a question that would have lifted state caps on charter schools. The group also funneled $178,000 to a group opposed to a question to legalize the recreational use of marijuana. The Office of Campaign and Political Finance required Strong Economy for Growth to form a ballot question committee, disclose its donors, and pay $31,000 to the state for violating campaign finance laws. The group also agreed not to engage in any election-related activity in Massachusetts through 2018. Jim Lavoulis, WAMC News.